USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new report is showing police in Uvalde, Texas, had 3 chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and 2 teachers were murdered. State Senator Roland Gutierrez is frustrated by what he sees as a lack of transparency.
Clearly, DPS is not giving us the answers that we need. They are running this investigation along with the district attorney's office.
In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights, but didn't get permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names. 17 people will receive the nation's highest civilian honor on Thursday. They include the likes of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Firefighters are making progress against the Electra fire south of Sacramento, California. CAL FIRE reports it's now 40% contained, and some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are now being allowed to head back home. Others aren't. And Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman says those empty homes may be tempting to thieves, but he's stepped up patrols to prevent looting.
We've already caught somebody that ran a roadblock and was casing houses up to no good, and he is now in the Amador County Jail, and we will continue to have that zero tolerance in Amador County.
In a speech alongside MI5 leaders in London on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm about the challenges China poses to the Western world, from cybersecurity to technology theft, and even election interference.
This spring, the Chinese government went so far as directly interfering in a congressional election in New York because they didn't want the candidate, a Tiananmen Square protester and critic of the Chinese government, to be elected.
A bipartisan group of senators is calling for an A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for an investigation into the Chinese app TikTok, which they allege is being used to steal personal data from the users of the app. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.